welcome, welcome. Steph Infection with, I'm very thrilled. We're new friends and I'm forcing this on you right now. Melissa Villasenor, thank you so kindly for coming.
Steph, you're so funny. It's great to be here.
You're so funny. You're great to be here. That's just going to make no sense the entire podcast. Yeah, we just became recent. Did you just rip your eyeball out of your head?
I know, my eyeliner.
Just her whole that's eyeball all. Comes out. That's why you're on the podcast. Yeah, we just became recent. We saw each other at the store.
Yeah.
Because you're back now and doing stand-up.
And I'll be honest, the first clip I saw of yours was when you did the Bill Burr show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That just did so well, right? I mean,
it did well, yes.
I think so because fans of mine were like, Melissa, you got to check out Steph. And I watched and I was like cracking up. I was like, this is the best.
Well, isn't that nice? Yeah, I'm surprised they let me say and do what I did on there.
Good.
Yeah, no. Because I was always like...
Especially Bill Burr's show.
Yeah, no, I'm done. Nice. Bill's not going to give a fuck what I'm saying out there. But because I could never do late night. Because late night is like tailored to being clean and whatever. Yeah, and I'm like, am I doing 7 minutes of some squeak or having the men that run those edit your set and add... People don't realize this, but if you do a late night, the people that book it change the jokes. They add tags. They move them around in ways you wouldn't normally say them. And I'm like, that's not how I perform.
Yeah, I've never done a late night.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, shit. I just shit on the bookers. Yeah. Hire Melissa, though. She said nothing bad about them.
No, but it is true. There's so much feedback, and you're like, now it's not even me.
Yeah. Everyone I talk to who's done a late night, because, you know, there's when you first move out here, that's the main thing you need to get people to know who you are or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And I came here from Canada, and I was like, who are you? Nobody cares. So they needed that late night set, and I was like, well, it's never going to happen. I will never get on late night. Like, Conan was the only one I was like, I maybe could.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no way I'm getting on Corden or fucking... And also, Kimmel, the booker for Kimmel, like, he would go to festivals and be like, all right, everyone, guess what? He hates dirty. So if you're dirty, so I'm like, well, then I'm not ever getting on... That's what annoys me, though. When they're like, you what, Jimmy Kimmel, you don't fuck? Not Kimmel, Fallon. Fallon's like, no, nothing dirty. Yeah, okay, Fallon. You go home at night, you kiss your wife's forehead, and you sleep in a separate twin bed. Like, it's bizarre. I hate when people are like, no dirty. Okay, well, let's just do carpool karaoke to the end of time, because that's what us comedians find funny. Have you done carpool karaoke?
No. Okay, I wish. That'd be so fun.
You'd be good on that.
I'd love to sing.
You're very good at singing. You sang on stage the other night at the store.
Oh, okay. Oh, you watched my set.
Yeah.
I've been doing this karaoke bit.
Yes, where it kills.
I don't choose the hot songs. I choose what's fun for me.
Yeah.
And that's just been so fun.
It is. It's fun to watch comics that you don't get to see a lot, too, because I never, like...
Oh, thanks You've for been on SNL,
and I've seen you on there, but I've never seen you, like, you know, do stand-up, and it's fine.
Yeah, but lately I've been getting a little dirtier, but in my own way.
Yes.
And it feels good to just talk more about things.
I was going to bring this up, because it also is, like, Steph Infection related, but you talked about putting a little... Something beside the bed.
My boogers.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, and you said, I even out of the back, I was like, oh my God, Melissa. Like, I never heard you talk like that. And it wasn't even that. Even the crowd was like, and I was like, I'm about to go up and dip my pussy in their face. But
sometimes they're so sensitive. Even sometimes on the road, I'm like, come on, guys, they're not used to me getting a little nasty. I'm like, you got to get used to it.
And this is who you are now. It's also not even that nasty when you think about it.
I fling them.
Yeah, and everyone does.
Yeah,
if you're
going to
sit here and act like you don't fucking pick your nose, that's stupid.
Yeah, like, well, what are you going to... If you don't have a tissue, you put it in your pocket.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
That's what you do.
Yeah, you're not... I mean, wait.
Or wait, well, sometimes...
Wait.
Sometimes I do that.
A single one you put in your pocket?
If I don't have a tissue.
No, you're flicking it.
Well,
I don't
sometimes
care where I am.
Flick. Sometimes when I'm driving, I fling them, and sometimes I'll just put them on the side of the door.
God.
And then I get rid of them. But
why wouldn't you always fling them? I'm always flinging.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It just depends on my mood.
Okay.
I guess if I'm in a flinging mood or if I want to keep it for a little.
Key, you're not ready to say goodbye yet. You're going to keep it for a little longer. Did you ever have those kids when you grew up that had like the walls that they'd smear it on? A booger wall? I remember a kid.
Man. I felt like my brother Andy maybe.
I had a booger wall.
I had a little booger wall.
I caught my boyfriend picking his nose because he's like a really big mustache. Oh, and I was like, I walked in the bathroom. I go, excuse me, what do we have here? Because he was just standing in front of the mirror doing it. And I was like, he didn't eat it. I don't know why I did that. I immediately did that. He did not eat it.
But as but a kid.
As a kid, we all ate it. Everyone ate it. I see kids. It also is so gross to see a kid do that. I can gag now.
Yeah.
Watching him just going, but he's picking them. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, and he's like embarrassed. He's like, what? And I'm like, you're picking your nose. He's like, yeah, I don't want him to get my mustache when I blow it. So I have to pick them out. And I'm like, he's going to kill me for saying this out loud. But yeah, I mean,
no, but
I
if
checked
we
out.
Have a mustache,
yeah.
We wouldn't want him to take a little parking spot there.
I mean, you might want to save it for later.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
We don't know
you're
for quick. Sure. Yeah, we don't know for sure. But yeah, I feel like I always fleck. But you have a joke about leaving them beside your bed.
Yeah. And then sometimes in the middle of the night, if one's blocking my breathing pathway, I go, oh, and I put it on my nightstand and I tell myself I'm half asleep. I'm like, Melissa, throw it away in the morning. Don't be nasty, okay? And then I forget. Yeah, and the little booger's there for months. Just,
that's it.
Yeah.
Just
hang. This is a test.
And I add
exactly
a voice to the booger.
Like. Yeah. You need to. Then the booger has a whole situation where it's like, I just want to get out of here and you're not letting him go. It's a whole thing.
I know. But, man. So I was looking at the questions for the Steph infection rundown.
It's a rundown.
I don't have like a horror story that I know of, like a bodily thing.
That's like my favorite question.
But I do have a thing I don't know what it is, you know, like skin tag or pop up pimples and stuff.
Yeah.
I like to scratch them off till they bleed.
Till they bleed. Yeah. Or just like to get rid of them? Like
I like to get rid of them.
No, I remove my skin tags myself. I'm not keeping them.
Yeah. And I remember ex-boyfriends of mine, sometimes when they're sleeping, I just...
do a little scratch.
I just want that. Yeah, that's like a body thing that I...
That you do. Yeah, I feel like... And then you save them for later, the little skin tags beside the bed.
God, I save everything for
really
nasty.
I like do a thing where like if I'm scratching my boyfriend's back, you know, guys like they have their back scratch. And the other day I was doing a little too hard and he's like, ow, he's like, you're scratching. I'm like, I don't want to tell him. I'm like, yeah, you have a pimple that I'm trying to like, I felt a bump or something. I was like trying to get rid of it. I was oh, sorry, I'll be more soft. But in my head, I was like, do you ever pop like other people's pimples?
No, but I remember as a kid, my brother, when we were kids, we were watching cartoons and we were barefoot, you know, and his foot was near my face. Like he was on one couch and I was on the other and his face is near me and I see it's a little athlete's foot, like little bubbles mm-hmm. or something.
Oh, yeah.
So then I just started picking it with the stick.
With a stick?
Or something. Something. Like, I don't know if it was a fork or if it was a stick.
Oh, wow.
But I liked just, and getting he didn't, it in there. I think he was so... Into the cartoon that
I don't care.
Or maybe did. There's no. But what was the question again?
About popping somebody else's stuff. I used to
No, I don't think I've popped someone else's pimples.
Never. I used to really like doing it when I was in high school, like my sister's back or whatever, I get in there. But then recently, my mom, she's going to kill me for saying this, but she has like this, she thought it was cancer. And I was the closer, I'm like, that's a big fucking blackhead. She's like, no. I'm like, it's a blackhead. It's right on her like bra line. I'm like, no. And I kind of did a little like, ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah, and then popped out?
A little bit. And then I gagged. And then I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I was like, ooh, my God. And then my dad was like, what's going on here? And then he's like, well, let me get in there. So then my dad's getting in there. He used so much force. This is so disgusting. He popped it so hard. We all jumped back. It hit the ceiling. I swear to God, it was, okay, I think it was, it literally shot up, the force of my dad's fucking Bulgarian thumbs going, and getting in there, and I'm sorry, I whooped the dog, and then it's shooting, that's a lot. Also, her for months saying it's cancer. I'm like, it's not cancer. You have a blackhead that you need to pop.
She's okay, though.
She's fine,
but
yeah.
But that is a funny, I wish that was filmed.
It would have been, it was so gross. Then my dad was so pissed on the ceiling. He's like, now it's going to stain, and now he's like, get in the chair. It was a whole thing. It was a really large ordeal.
Did it stick up there?
Oh, yeah, it stuck up there, because it was so much. And it was like kind of wet, but also kind of like thick, because it's been in there for so long. And she like works out a lot, so her sports bra has just been rubbing it.
Oh, that must have been so irritating.
Yeah.
And felt free when it finally left.
But I was like, because I think she said she went to the doctor. I'm like, did they not notice that you had a full giant blackhead? I'm like, I don't know how you would have noticed that.
I didn't think they could get that big.
Oh, yeah. No, it was... Sometimes you see, like, I feel like my snot's coming out.
No, it's okay. I'm like, you gotta flick them, flick them out.
Sometimes when you see, like, when you're dating somebody and you're, like, up close and you can really see they have, like, big, a lot of comics I see have big blackheads in their face and I want to be like, just go on the pop.
I know. Or go get a little facial or my
Do you pop your own though? If you have like,
if I see them, I try to squish them out.
I feel like it's weird if you leave them.
Yeah, no.
Do you ever have pimples on the dog? My dog's been getting some whiteheads on her stomach.
And you've been
I popped one of them. I had to. I felt bad. It was like so big.
Yeah.
It was like, and I kind of did like a light, and I like wiped it away, and it was fine. She didn't notice.
Yeah.
I was like petting her at the same time. Like, disgusting. Does your dog get gross things? Because mine gets the nastiest shit in the world.
No, Penny's pretty good.
Her dog's here. That's why I'm referencing
her dog.
Yeah,
my dog is here. No, she's pretty good. But I can tell when she licks my face. I could smell if she's been licking her, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a face licker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I sometimes don't mind the smell.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so sick. Is it like the normal breath or the puss-eating breath?
I think
How often is she eating? My dog sucks on her clit. I swear to God. She goes to town on it. She literally is down there at a rate that it's alarming. It's too much. Also, she has a hooded labia, which is a real thing that I've talked about already in this podcast. But my dog has a hooded labia. So she has like, when she was born, she had like a big, because she gave me UTIs as a puppy. Oh. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I went in, they were like, oh yeah, there's an extra little lip, the lippity lip on the old puss.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Overbred dogs. That's what happens when you have a golden retriever.
Oh.
But she does like, she's a gross pig. Eating shit. She's eating anything off the ground. She ate plastic the other day. She just didn't stop. They don't stop.
Yeah.
They're gross.
I know.
But the puss eating.
And I guess it's mother like daughter.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
She also licks her butt a lot. And then that smells. Like, not her mouth. Bad. It just all of a sudden her butt will stink because she's like excited it. Does your dog do the wiping his, dragging its butt on
no,
the
No, 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 no. My cat does.
Really? Does it need the glands?
I think so. Oh, it's because
I need the gland squeeze.
The thing is with cats, it's like, it's going to be a nightmare to pack her up and take her to a vet. Ella is not going to be down with that.
No. Is it like a little... Like,
cats are tough.
How long have you had the cat?
I think she's 14 now, 15. Okay. So it's kind of like, well, at this point...
Is Ella looking...
Sorry, Ella's...
Penny... What did you find? Paper.
Okay.
All right.
I thought she was licking her puss. I'm like, that is actually violently loud right now. I don't know if I'm blaming Susan for being loud, and Penny's in there sucking it dry. I feel like every video I see online of a cat at a vet, it's them getting attacked and then like holding down this cat. Like,
yeah, and it's impossible. They're even afraid at vets. They're like, I don't know how to grab her.
No.
They're scary.
And you don't want to do it yourself. Have you ever Googled squeezing
dogs? Do it?
No.
Well, not dog, but...
I think it's the same as cats. I don't think you want
to
do that.
I take her to get groomed and bathed, and they do the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like
$10. I don't have to do that.
For the extra squeeze
for
of the butt.
Squeezing, yes.
Doing it yourself, my friend had a little chihuahua, and she like Googled how to do it.
No.
And she called me, and she was like gagging. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, you have to put gloves on, and when you do it, the smell is like intense, and it's so much because there's like stuff built up. I don't know exactly what's in there. I sound like I know way too much about dogs' anuses right now, but when they squeeze it out, it's
that
like
that makes sense.
Yeah, can you imagine we had that?
If we had someone every once in a while, we had to get someone to squish it out.
That actually probably feel pretty good. Have you ever had your butt waxed? Feels good. Have you ever had your ass waxed?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, you gotta go.
Why? It's fine.
It's good.
Really?
The front kills. The front is like a whole fucking...
That's too sensitive, no?
Not the ass.
The ass is strong.
Oh, it's strong back there. It's like elephant hide. You get back there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does look like an elephant hide.
It does. You spread that puppy open.
Right.
You don't feel shit. Two strips. That's it. And when you fart, it's funny. It sounds different.
When it's cleared in the room.
Oh, yeah.
You're cleared in there.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little... It's like a trumpet. It's like a... Yeah. It's a whole band back there. And it's just the wipes are nice. It's nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I want to go do it.
Okay.
We should get my ass waxed live on the podcast. Everybody wants to come wax the old ass. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But do you have a specific body thing that you... Because you mentioned something at the store when I brought this up to you.
Wait, what did I say?
About the pee.
Oh, my pee thing. I forgot about that. You know what? When I read the question, I thought it was like horror story, like something.
No, the general. The general one is like just whatever. Any body thing at all that you've had. That's kind of like weird.
Oh, doesn't yeah. Doesn't
disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So okay. My pee problem. And I talk about this in my comedy too. It's, you know, as when I'm the type of person when someone cracks me up and I just love laughing and it's the best. Mm. But when I haven't gone to the restroom in a bit and someone really makes me laugh, I pee the whole bucket. I can't.
All of it comes out.
All of it. I can't just be like, oh, I could stop and control. It's all. So as a little kid, like when. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Penny. No. I'm sorry. Come here. Oh, you ruined my story.
Penny. So you pee a lot when you laugh, yes.
Yeah, and it would happen a lot when I was a little kid, and I hated it. I would leave little puddles of pee around at birthday parties, you know, and I'd run from them. And
Did you tell people about the pee piles, or you just left
no,
them?
No, I left them.
Okay.
Wow, I see the pattern.
Okay, yeah, I'm seeing them, really.
Yeah.
There's a pattern here for sure.
But I was just filled with embarrassment at that time, and I had the pattern. I was so used to drying my pants in the sun, waiting for them to get crunchy, just because I lived. And then when I realized I was going to be a comedian, which is pretty young, like in my teenage years, I started just owning it. I was like, I'm just going to pee. If I pee, it's okay. It's funny.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories of me peeing around, but the best one I think is when I peed on my cousins. In a bounce house. It was like 16 house. Years old and
16?
Yeah, 15 or 16.
Oh.
Yeah. And I went to my cousin's birthday party. They had a bounce house on the front lawn. And I was like, I'm going in. Hell yeah. And the little kids are like, you're too big. You can't pee in here. And I'm like, no, I can. And I was just like being a bully. And then one of the kids unplugged it. It was just something my cousins would do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it would sink, you know. And since I was the heaviest person in there, I'm the main dip. So all the kids at the birthday party were on top of me.
Yeah,
so that and think of kids at birthday parties, sticky candy hands, smelly butts and socks. So I'm just taking it, and I just start laughing because I can't move. All these smelly kids are, and then I go, I'm peeing, no, plug. And then they're like, she's peeing, no. And then they plugged it back in and went, you know, the bounce house went boing back, and I landed on the window netting part, and the pee also got on the sidewalk.
Oh my God, it was that much?
It was that much.
So now when the kids are bouncing, is there like pee drips going everywhere? Like, is it like a little splash pad?
I guess so. I didn't think
it's
about that.
It's a splash pad now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're bouncing the piss.
Yep.
I feel like we're going to bond over this. I also have a pee problem.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have been peeing since a young kid.
You're not alone.
No, like, it's again, the big laugh.
Right.
One time I peed in a Wendy's. My friend put a tomato on my cup, and I don't know why. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I pissed all over the Wendy's seat. And I was on a tour bus with a dancing group. So we had to go back. We had to reroute and go back to the hotel because I had to get a new pair of pants because I had pissed my pants. Again, 14, I think it was the time.
Yeah.
Another time, I think it was about 15, similar. In Scotland, I used to Highland dance. Bizarre. And I was on the second floor, and we weren't allowed at like 8 p.m., bedtime, competition in the morning. So me and my friend were still wanted to gab. So she scaled the outside wall of this. We were staying in like a dorm, the second floor. She scaled the outside. She's like, I'm coming over. I'm like, yeah, right, Miranda. Her hand comes over, her foot comes over. And then I look outside and she's literally scaling. Like, it was so fucking dangerous. And I was like, Miranda, stop, I'm peeing. And I was like on the desk holding her because I was scared she's going to die and I couldn't let her go. So I pissed all over the desk and she came in and she's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I told you I was fucking peeing. Like, I pissed. And then I pissed 3 weeks ago. I went to see a concert and I pissed my pants in the mosh pit. I was moshing and I was like moving around a lot and then the piss came out.
Well, you know.
Maybe we need to do Kegels. That might be the problem.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I'm doing them right now.
Are you? Should I do them right now?
Yeah, good.
I don't know if I'm doing them correctly. I don't understand how to just center that area.
It's almost like, you know.
Okay. This is... Okay. But I feel like I'm doing the whole area. Like, I feel like my butt's also squishing in.
Yeah, I guess mine too.
Okay, because if you're just doing just the pee hole, I feel like that's, I can't center that away from everything else.
Yeah, I can't separate it. I think it's the whole package or nothing.
Okay. Because people are saying they do Kegels and they're just like isolating that area. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, no, squeeze it all.
Aaron, do you know what a Kegel is? Okay. I think a lot of women, I had one woman say she does it, I yelled it out at a show once and she's like, yeah, I do it all the time. I'm like, for who? She's like, men. I'm like, I'm not doing Kegels for men. I'm doing Kegels for my own piss to stay in there.
Oh.
For like your puss to get tighter, I guess.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's good. That's a muscle.
It's you got to work that muscle.
I'm
not working that muscle. The muscles, it's, you get what you get now.
Yeah.
What's down there is what's down there. I'm not changing it up for people.
Right.
You come in, you flop around, you get
out. You flop around, you have fun, and you go home.
You come in, it's like a bounce house. There might be a bit of pee in there. Probably some netting. Something sticky for sure. And then you get out of there. And then it runs onto the sidewalk, and then you get the hell out of there. As it turns out, that's how that works. It seems... Do you have other body things, though, that aren't, like, gross? Because, I guess also the title of this podcast makes you think that it's going to be gross.
Yeah, I know, but body things, okay.
Like, it could be, like, a break as a kid, like a...
A what as a kid?
Like breaking something as a kid or having a weird, like, hospital visit or...
Oh.
You know, kids are always doing weird shit.
You know, I was a little creepy, probably, because I didn't really overdo it. I was very, like, gentle with things. I wasn't a wild kid.
Okay.
So I didn't, thankfully, break any bones.
Did you play sports or anything?
I mean, just something in the backyard with my brothers and my sis. We'd play basketball and soccer and stuff. But at a certain point, I would give up and then just go inside.
And that's that, and there it is.
And they hated it because there's four of us. So then every time I would bail, it was just, you know, because we'd be two and two.
Yeah. That's annoying.
I'd be like, God, Melissa's such a... Or sport.
You're like, I'm just not in the mood anymore. I'm going to go read anymore. Some Shakespeare.
Yeah, right. I can't read that stuff. That's so funny.
Do you do Shakespeare plays at school?
No, I don't understand that stuff.
It's weird that that's still happening.
I don't understand. Why are you talking like that?
No, I don't get it. I did two of them in high school. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Very odd.
Like, how do you have the feelings behind all that? Those words.
I didn't. I luckily got to play Nick Bottom, and they got me this really realistic donkey head.
Oh.
And I trotted around in that.
Oh, you were a donkey.
I was Nick Bottom.
Oh.
But he also, I don't know, he played a donkey. It was a play in a play. It was very confusing. Oh. I didn't get what was going on.
Yeah,
I could memorize my lines, but that's all it was. And I was like, I don't know what's happening.
But that was the beginning. That was great.
That was the beginning, and then I got to trot around.
Yeah.
And I went to the crowd and trotted around, and that was that. And I was the whole play was around me trotting, and I took it for way too long. I remember my teacher being like, get back on stage. And I was like,
wrap it up.
Yeah, just trotting through with this giant donkey head that they're like, don't wreck this. It was $2,000 to rent. And I was like, so stupid. Did you do, you said you wanted to be a comedian early.
Yeah, well, I started doing a lot of singing impressions when I was like 12, 13 years old. And I would make my friends laugh. And I mean, I was like, oh, this is a gift, I guess, you know? And then I did the Laugh Factory Comedy Camp when I was 15. Like, I was like already like, well, this is what I want to do. I was already watching SNL. I was like really obsessed with it. And then I just started open mics right after I graduated high school.
Oh, wow.
I went to the Ha Ha Cafe. The Ice House, the Annex Room. That was where I started.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Penny, stop.
I didn't know there was a Laugh Factory camp.
Yeah, it's for kids.
Yeah. I would assume. I assume. I don't want to go take it now. I'm not like, hey, what's the contact for this Laugh Factory camp? I'm looking to do a summer internship where I'm by far the oldest person there. Creepy as hell. Jesus Christ. So is it like is it like a date? Like what the, do we bring our own lunches?
It was in the summertime. It was every Saturday for a few months or something. My parents would drop me off. They would provide food and we got like 5 minutes of stage time.
Oh.
And then, you know, big comics would come by and give us advice, like
tips
on our bits. But I wasn't funny in any way. If anything, I was annoying. I think Penny... That's what you get. I didn't hit her or anything.
Yeah, no.
She just saw my shoe.
Dogs, the crying, they do the over
She's
the
dramatic.
Top. It's crazy.
I don't even touch her. She'll go, ah!
No, it's nuts. Oh, have you seen the videos where there's one video where that guy was on crutches and he was like limping and then the dog was limping and they thought the dog had broke its foot and then they took the dog to the doctor's like, no, the dog was limping because you're limping. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. No, dogs are stupid. They're dumb. It's annoying. Then I get mad and then I'm like pissed off that I'm like, I hurt her and then nothing even happened.
I know. And then people out in public will be like, what'd you do? And I'm like,
Nothing. She literally got like a little sliver in her foot. She's like, limping. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you right now. You stood on a rock the wrong way. And then this is a big ordeal. Then a minute later, she's sprinting on the ice. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. That's interesting. I don't know. Okay, that's fun. There's a camp. And then.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say. So you were probably, this is like, you know, starting comedy and being like, I want to do SNL is my dream. And then getting it. That must be the craziest feeling in the world.
It is pretty wild.
Right? Like starting, like I obviously wanted to do SNL when I started comedy. Yeah. That's why I wanted to do sketch. I started in sketch and improv and here I am now yelling at men on stage during my stand-up. You know, everyone's dream takes a turn sometimes.
I think you'd be so good on that show.
Look, you know what? I've been told this and I can't get an audition, so I don't know what to tell you. You know, we've been trying for years here and you know, you can't force people to like you. That's what I've realized.
I will spread the good word
you
of Steph.
You please don't have to.
I will.
Well, that's nice of you, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like at this point Lauren would have known who I was. Also, I'm Canadian, so I feel like I'm like,
come on, man.
Give me an audition. I'm Canadian. I don't have to tell you. Hello.
Yeah.
Look, you can't force people to like you, and that's fine. Also, I feel like I'm too old now.
No,
mentally. Like, mentally. And physically. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. Like, well, I think we were talking about this when you first got back. It was like, you were away all day. You're not home. It's every day in the night. And the hours are nuts. The amount of work you guys put in is so crazy to me.
It was pretty wild. And I think that's where I'm like, I can't, the energy of it. I'm like,
it's every hour of every day. And then too much.
And then you get sick of yourself. You're like, this is too much of like being funny every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I need a break sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't feel funny today.
Isn't it? That is a wild thing that we can't get away from.
Yeah.
Because that's it. We are funny people and that's our job. So there's days where I'm like flying out to do a weekend somewhere and I'm in a bad fucking mood or something happened. I'm like, I'm not in the fucking mood. Like I found out one day on the way to the store, my friend died and I was at the store last week, another comedian passed away right before I went on stage. They're like, oh, you know, so-and-so died. I don't want to say your name, but I was like, what? And then I was like, and then I got like so emotional. I was like, what? And then I went on stage and I was like, you think I know what I'm talking about? I was like, it's just like, what the fuck? And now I have to be funny still. Like sometimes we're just not in the mood.
I know.
And it's like, we have to impress people constantly. It's one weird job where it's like, it is wild.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, what have I done? But it's funny that I notice now, like I had dinner with my parents the other day and I think my mom thinks I'm a loser now or something because I'm not on the show. I'm not on SNL anymore. And she's like, well, what are you going to do now? And I'm like, well, I'm going to take piano next month and ceramics. And she just goes, I'm like, but it's like, I suddenly feel like, I'm not doing, but I don't think that's the case. The only way you get creative is by doing other things. And
yes. And we supposed to stay on it forever.
Expand. Yeah. No.
Isn't Kenan Thompson the only guy who's done that? Like, don't you leave after a few years.
And that was something last year I remember complaining to my brother. I was like, Mikey, I'm so tired of looking up celebrities.
Yeah.
What are they up to? Who can I imitate? I'm not going to live like this.
Shit, but you can imitate pretty much anybody.
No, I mean, I have some good impressions.
Yeah.
And that was one thing. I want to be clear. I love that I could do voices. I do it all the time. All voices all the time in my stand-up and stuff. And in my daily life. Yeah. But I just think that pattern of like finding new ones to learn, I just was like, I can't keep up.
It's nonstop.
Yeah, and it's also just like I don't want to be doing that my whole life. Like being one of the best impressionists. Like I'd rather be funny and talk about myself and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and then pull that out when you.
Yeah,
pull
it that'll out. Sprinkle yeah, yeah. in.
Do you ever get like? Do you ever go into like a your like throat and like do you ever like, get sore throats and stuff from doing like some?
Yeah,
stuff? Has that ever happened?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where you've gone too hard on one and you...
Well, yeah. I mean, there is a cartoon I voice right now. And the bird I play, her voice is like, oh, oh, watch out. No. And it's, and I, and it's really, so sometimes there's been sessions where I've gone for 2 or 3 hours. And at the end of the day, I'm like, oh shit, this actually really was kind of painful.
Oh fuck.
So now, but we worked it out to where it's like, okay, keep the sessions an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice.
But,
have you ever done this? This is okay. I feel like I've done this before where I go into the audition and I read it away, thinking that I can continue on with this, whatever this voice is. Like, I'll send in like a self tape of like a voice that I'm like, hey, look at this. And then I like, if I, the off chance I would book it, I go in and I'm like, what did I do that for? I can't do this. Or it's like, I hear it back and they're like, that's not what it sounded like before. I'm like, I know. I don't know why I did that.
Oh.
But I feel like you have so many good registers and you can do so many different impressions that you probably don't ever come across that where you're like, no, why would I do something that I can't fucking do?
Over, oh, back again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, and like, or consistently for a long time. Like, I'll do, I read something today for something with a Brooklyn accent. And I'm like, oh, I think I can do this. And then after, I was like, I don't know if I can do a Brooklyn accent an entire season. What was I thinking? That was crazy. What the hell am I doing
here?
Well,
you don't have like breaks, you know?
Yeah. But, but then I worry. I'm like, why would I don't know. I feel like you probably don't have that because you like can do so many.
Yeah. I think I could. I think I'm okay.
You've never had that thought. You're like, no, I know what I'm setting an audition in for. I'm not going to do some wild thing. That's insane. I've been trying to break in to cartoon, but I just to play because it's like I don't have.
No, it's not even that. But also
myself.
your own voice is
that's
more.
It.
That's the best. I think for most cartoons, that's what they want anyway.
Yeah,
you know,
is it?
Cartoon
yes. people? Are you listening?
Yeah.
No, I've been doing like one cartoon. The guys brought me in for like 3 times for like different roles. I'm like, once you get in with, you just got to get in with those certain people.
Yeah,
that's it. You weasel your way in.
Weasel
and that's it. But that must have been such like a, like when it happened with your family, like and everyone like so fucking like crazy.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was crying and I felt like I entered like a dreamland that wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I left the show, when I was like, I'm gonna leave in August, I had the feeling when I said goodbye and stuff on the phone, and I felt that same feeling of, oh shit, I left a little spaceship or something, because it was such a constant bubble of, I don't know, but
it feels almost out of body.
Yeah,
like when you're doing this something that's so wild. But then when you're in it, you're just like, no, this is normal. This is a normal thing. This is my job.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that must be like, and how long have you been? 6 years?
6 years.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That was good.
Yeah, it's a great run. I mean, that's like, I think that's a long run.
Yeah.
I assume that that's, my manager told me that because she has people on there now. And just like, she's like, oh yeah. You know, they wrap at like 1:30, and then I'll head over to the party at 3. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're leaving your house at 3 a.m.? What's going on here?
And then I've noticed that when I would get so sleepy, I start going cross-eyed. This is a true thing. And I would go to after parties, and I'm like, oh, no, it's happening. I got to go home.
And just like full?
And I can't be like flirting or hanging out partying.
Yeah.
I'm starting to go cross-eyed, so I'm...
It must be hard to also have a relationship. During that, if you're not like if you went in there single,
it's intense. And I felt like I had a boyfriend. I mean, I dated so many, but I don't think it for me. It didn't work out.
It's when would there be time?
Yeah,
you barely wipe your own ass. You're supposed to be going on dates with people. Like what the hell? And the whole time you'd be like, what, thinking of sketches? Like, oh yeah, nice to meet you. Sorry, I'm thinking of my next impression that I have to work on the second I get home tonight.
No, it was
wild.
Impossible. Yeah,
it's crazy. Well, you said you had three siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And did your parents ever say weird things to you growing up? Like weird?
Well, I was thinking, I mean, this is a common one, but if I was making a wacky face, they'd be like, stop doing that. Your face is going to stay that way. And I would believe it, so.
So you wouldn't do it.
But wait, what other things? Like, oh, a lie, you said?
Yeah,
what
like
said?
Yeah, like a fib, like that kind of thing where they were like, you know, say something to scare you from doing something or like,
oh,
Penny, you're just sucking back that tape, huh?
Penny, those are placements for the furniture. You've
Penny's
eaten
like,
them.
I don't care. I ate them. Oh. Well, my grandma told me a story once that, oh, I don't have any more.
Yes.
That a dog, her dad saw a puppy one time start eating a bag of cement and then just kept eating it until it died. Horrible story. I don't know why she shared that story with me. I'm like, what is this? What is the lesson from this story? Oh, she was so sweet.
Whoa.
Oh, I can't handle the dog.
Look at the underneath. Oh, that's
oh, Dodo. He loves that. Oh. You talk to your dog all day long?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's nonstop.
Oh, she really likes you, Stip.
I know, because I got the dog voice. You did have the dog voice. then you know I give you teats, and that's why. Oh my God, she's so cute. I can't stand it. I miss my dog so much. I feel crazy.
Oh, man.
Who watched her when you were, like, working all day?
For those... when I'm going on the road, there's this couple, Aaron and Lee, and they have a company called Pets in the City, kind of near LAX, and they take care of a bunch of doggies. They're the best. They take them on hikes, a big pack.
Oh, I need to know this.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. And Penny loves them.
Big licks. Very aggressive licks.
Yeah.
Really gets in there.
I feel like there has to be more, especially,
We can move on if you don't have a foreskin. I'm like, gotta talk about your body.
My grandma probably did that a lot, like to my,
to your mom, like some weird fucking old ancient. Like,
Yeah. Like if you get chills on your body, that means the devil touched you.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
Where do they come up with these things?
I don't know, but they scare us.
Yeah, they just scare you. Yeah. I like to scare my friends. Were you baptized?
Yeah. Are you Catholic? Did you raise Catholic too?
I was raised Presbyterian, but I was baptized Orthodox.
Oh.
Like Bulgarian Orthodox, and I was baptized naked in a tub. So I like to tell, when I tell people that, I'm like, yeah, I was 16 and my uncle was there, and everyone's like, what? I'm like,
no, you were a baby. No.
I was a baby, but it's really fun to freak people out and say, it's also just so, there's like photos back of like my sister's christening, and she was Catholic, so she had this nice pretty white dress on.
Oh.
And then I was baptized in this tub where I was beet red, just fucking naked red baby getting dunked in this fucking tub. And then I'm wearing like this like t-shirt and like diaper. And I'm like, what was going on here?
Yeah.
We were 3 years apart. What happened here?
Why were you full naked?
It's a weird, I don't like it. It's like, it's supposed to be like back to where, ancient times where the bulk, or, and it's also like, just creep me out. A bunch of like, you don't know who's in these churches. You know what I mean? I know. Who's back there? One person in the congregation's doing some weird shit.
Yeah, for sure.
They're looking at me also.
Yeah.
Swollen baby. I don't know what they were going to get off of. I was very swollen, very red, very lumpy.
Oh,
I don't know why. Just looking back on the photos, I'm like, why were you okay with this? Bawling my eyes out. Horrific. I don't think I ever, the whole church thing. Are your parents religious?
I guess I would say a very little.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pray, but we haven't gone to church in a long time.
Did you pray as a kid?
A little bit before bed.
Yeah. My grandma used to make us pray.
Oh, yeah. And my grandma used to do the rosary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd come in, and I remember I'd pray at the end of my bed.
Uh-huh.
My grandma, I guess, whenever we stayed at her house, we'd pray, and she'd go, you'd say three things that you want, and I'd be like, dear God. This is exactly what I said. So embarrassing. I'd say, I hope that nobody in my family ever gets AIDS, cancer, or lice. Those are my
lice.
things. And then my sister got lice far after that for like 2 years. She had so much fucking hair. We couldn't get rid of it. It was like nonstop picking her fucking head. Oh, yeah. And then I was like, well, God's not real.
Wait,
and that's all. And that's all it took.
Wait, lice. I remember elementary school. They would go through our hair to check. But were they bugs?
Oh yeah, my sister had it bad. She's gonna kill me. It was bad.
Oh,
I mean, she was young and she had
fucking a lot of good things.
I know they're gonna. The family's gonna kill me. Very. They don't listen to this. Very thick hair. So she and like she just wow. also it just kept passing around. I think from friend group to friend group to friend group, and then oh yeah.
Whoa.
But I liked picking things out of my hair, so I'd sit and fucking just, we'd watch TV and I'd just fucking go off. Because it was like, and also the eggs, this is so gross, but they're like stuck on there, so you have to peel it all the way off the hair.
I would like this.
Yeah, yeah, no, you would like this, you would. But little then when eggs. You saw the bugs, you're like, like they're so gross. So disgusting. Oh, speaking of bugs, I don't want to bring this up again, Aaron. Yeah. But yesterday,
a bug story?
Oh, yeah. Susie Stellar, a porn star, was on here, said that she sucked a guy's dick. I'll wait till you put the water down.
Okay, I'm ready.
And
I'm
she
ready.
Like took her mouth off his penis, and there was a tick on the head of his.
Oh,
I know. I need to share this with somebody else. I'm like, if you've listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. But it's crazy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because I always have like nightmares of like, you know, you go to Mexico or something, and like you like have yeah. something crawls in your ear, or like you get a bug under your skin. Like that always fucking freaks the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But the lice, you'd see them just walking around. Like, same with fleas. You don't get fleas before?
No.
Oh really? Oh, you're
I mean, lucky. I do those the monthly that tablet.
Yeah.
Dogs take, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give Susan the old Bravecto 6 week.
Yeah, I think mine's Simpatica Trio.
That's excuse me.
It's like a trio.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
Heartworm is a part of that thing,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I know.
I hate everything we have to do with these things. But yeah, it was disgusting. It was very gross.
Woo.
We don't like it. But yeah, the bugs.
I'm trying to think of anything nasty, like in one of those hot moments. Something happened.
Oh, a little sexy time, hot grossness.
Grossness.
You know, that I think she might win the grossest story I've ever heard in my life.
Oof.
I had my neck mole bitten off during, yeah, I've for sure talked about this before, but yeah, a guy bit my neck mole off and it was like bleeding. That was pretty bad. I had a guy's dick smell so bad that I smelled it before I saw it. Like, we were like, he literally was also, it's a whole thing, but he was choking me and I was choking him. It was a whole ordeal. And I, like, as it was happening, he, like, was, like, ruffling with his other hand to get his penis out. And I didn't even see it. I just went,
oh, no.
Like, you know, in the summer when you, like, a garbage can opens and closes and it takes a second, you're like, ooh, what is that? Like, that
no.
waft? Oh, yeah, yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad.
Oh.
Bad.
You shower.
You rinse
you
it
rinse
at least.
It at least, yeah.
Yeah. No. Very gross. Very stink. The stink is the worst. I'm trying to think of like something.
Yeah, I don't like that stink. I remember there was a hookup I had once in New York, and this guy went rock climbing, indoor rock climbing, then he came over, and
oh.
then it was like, the BO is insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I didn't shower. I'm like, this is nasty.
No, some guys like the BO. I don't hate BO as much as penis smell. I've also like, I've been like, also like giving a guy head, and I smelled like their butt before.
Yeah, the butt.
That butt stink.
Butt you know,
the butt stink. That like sour poo-poo butt. It's so gross. Again, people are going to be getting mad. I'm not saying we don't smell down there. I'm just saying everyone smells.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it a rinse.
No, I know.
We all should be rinsing it before we start anything. It's just hygienic. Both of you to rinse.
For sure.
Yeah. It's gross not to.
Wow.
Wow. I've had like guys before that have for sure barfed. In their mouth and then like, or barfed at a bar. And then we start like
kissing
after. And I'm like, wait a second. Did you barf? And he's like, oh no. I'm like, you did.
Ew.
I can taste it. I know.
Oh.
It's so bad. This is what happens when you're single in a city that you hate and you're depressed. You do bad things.
That's true.
I did that one night, one of my first ever hookups in LA. I think his name was Brad. If you're listening, I'm so sorry. I projectiled all over his bathroom. And then I went back and finished having sex with him. I was like, well, I got to finish what I started. So I'm going to go back in there and get her done. Got to be a trooper. Got to get her done. So gross. Do you have any like crazy, you must have some weird, like you've never saw anything wild in New York happen? Like any 911 stories or something from New York City? Because it seems like every time I'm there, I see something.
There's something. There's a lot going on. Why haven't I? I mean,
you're sheltered. You're just not noticing every single thing happening.
Yeah, I probably was just thinking to myself and not even.
I saw somebody downtown Toronto once. It was haunting. Two homeless people were having sex.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the part.
Yeah, yeah.
Before
no,
everyone comes
fine.
At me, that was
yeah.
Hey, guess what? Great. It was
great.
Cold winter. Keep yourself warm.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when she got off, I guess it was that time of the month. So his thing was out and it was covered in blood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just like, well, that I didn't need to see that part of it. Yeah, the first part, sure. The second part, well, now it's taken a turn here. It's taken a bit of a turn, and I don't like the turn it's taken. It's taken a turn that I hate now, and now I have to go home. I think I was young, too. I was, like, 15. I was, like, to the subway alone. I had to go back down the subway and just sit there the whole time. Like, what did I just see?
Whoa.
Yeah. You never called the cops, ever?
Called the cops. No.
No? No 911 stories. Well, well, well. I can't believe you don't have one story where you're this has changed my life. Like, there wasn't, like, one, like, excuse me, there's somebody at my front door. I have a stalker, so I have to check my Ring camera every once in a while. That's a whole other thing. It's a nightmare. But, like, one thing, do you want me to give you an example of something?
Yeah, okay. I know. Maybe I'm not that good at this.
No, I just think everybody has, and I think once I give you an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So there's my two examples. Aaron, can we timestamp these? Because I'm going to edit them out. My one friend was a nurse, and she was trying to become a nurse, and a guy came in, or a surgeon, a guy came in, and he had his penis tourniqueted. He got hit with a softball, and he wrapped it so tightly, tourniqueted himself, that he killed it. So she had to go tell this 22-year-old boy that his penis was no longer, and they had to surgically remove it. So he had no penis, just balls. Another, so that was that. See, that was a haunting one. Another one, there was a rumor, which I think was real, where a guy would wrap himself up in saran wrap and then go into female porta potties and watch women piss and shit on him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, they're not good. They're not good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anything along those lines, where there's like a story that you've just been like, huh. I can't believe, I feel like you've just lived like a nice little life. Your parents have kept so much away from you.
I think they did. But why didn't I?
Like, no one in high school told you a wild thing. Like, my parents used to call me in when this eye surgery show would come on TV because they knew I hated it. And I'd come in and I'd be like, what's going on? And I'd be like, ah! And they'd be laughing. And I'm like, that's like, they would do horrible shit like that.
Oh my God. No, unfortunately, I don't think I have anything wild.
Wow.
Yet.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe once I do, I'll be like, Steph, bring me back on.
I got that story. I heard the most nasty. I'm trying to think of like a nasty ass thing that I've heard recently that really rubbed me the wrong way. There's always something. I came across, I was on Pornhub and I just, I don't know what I pressed.
Okay.
But it came on there. I took a peek. It came on and it was like three penises in one butthole.
How did the bodies get it?
I don't know. I don't know how the guys got that close, first of all. That seems like insane.
Yeah.
And also, I'm like, how is this woman ever going to not shit everywhere all the time now?
Yeah, that thing is really open.
It's really open now. And I'm seeing like these butt plugs and stuff in there and around. And it's just, the butt needs to stay closed. I don't know when the butt became an open hole.
Yeah,
it's open all the time now. Everything's gaping and open, and I just close it up.
Yeah, that's poo.
That's poo. That's the poo hole.
There's poop in there.
There's poop in there, and the poop wants to stay in there until it's ready to come out.
Yeah.
Do you use a squatty potty? Are you one of those people?
I used to have one of those. I don't know. Is that a good thing?
I think it makes me sick. I don't want my knees in my eyes when I'm taking a shit. I don't understand the squatty potty. I'm sorry, squatty potty, if you're listening. If you can't, all of a sudden, no one knew how to shit anymore. They're like, bring in this fucking squatter. Like, why do you not know how to shit? I've been shitting for years. I don't all of a sudden not know how to shit and need.
No, I know how to go. Sometimes I have good ones.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I really want to call people and tell them.
Hey.
See a big one.
Do you ever take, I have a friend that would take send pictures? Photos. Yeah.
Look, sometimes I think it is. It's amazing.
I feel like your phone is littered with disgusting photos.
No,
and you're acting like you're Mrs. I've never done anything bad. And then I open your phone and it's just gaping anuses the entire time. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, right. Little miss, I have no crazy stories. It's you fitting a man's head fully in your asshole. And you're like, what, this? No. Oh, that was just a Thursday night. No. Okay, what do you think the funniest way? We'll wrap it up with the final question.
I wish I had more dirty
No, this
things.
Is fine. We're already an hour. I mean, we're not going to really drag it on for 5 more hours.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen. What am I, Joe Rogan? Nine-hour podcast.
Let me think about, and then if I have some, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll do a part two.
What is the funniest way you could die?
Oh. I mean, I actually have a little bit about this.
Do you?
Yeah. And I did it as a sketch.
Dude,
it was just
really?
Like, I want my final words to be Nickelback and just go, I never made it as a wise man. And then, but.
Did you do it?
Oh, I was thinking about this. This is every. When I go on airplanes, I think this. I just sometimes vision, what if the seat in front of me is a little loose that day, and when we go take off, I just get smashed, and then that's it.
And then you die right there from just a loose seat.
Yeah, in the seat.
That's going to be in my head now as I fly to fucking Philly in 2 days.
No!
You're going to be holding the seat in front of you. Did you hear about the woman getting sucked out of the window on like a Southwest flight?
Ooh. She went in the sky?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she wasn't alive when she went in the sky. It's a small hole. But like apparently the window busted. This is like a while ago.
Wait, I think I do know mm-hmm. about this.
And she, like, the air pressure sucked her body out through the hole. And it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that actually might be the worst. But what?
Nah, it's just also funny to be sucked out.
Yeah, it's and a then wild way to die.
You're like, well, I guess my seat is open up.
Especially if she's, like, reading the pamphlet where it's, like, an emergency landing. And she's like... the people around must be haunted.
Yeah.
People around that seat.
Oh, they probably have a lot of trouble now.
Oh, yeah. They're not sleeping through the night.
No.
No, no, no. That's scary.
Ooh.
I got to stop talking about the plane stuff because I'm flying too much.
No. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine, right? United Airlines, you better fucking keep me safe. Melissa, thank you for coming in.
Oh, my God.
Where can the people see you? Where can they find you?
Oh, yes. You could go to Melissa V Comedy Instagram. And melissaviasenor.com for tour dates. And I also, I have a podcast. Oh, my book.
Your book, yes.
My book is out. Whoops, I'm Awesome. And that's it.
And your podcast.
And my podcast, Laughing With Myself.
There we go. Yeah. All these things. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks,
I will see
Steph.
You in the store very soon.
Yeah.
Like and comment. I don't know why. I don't know how to end these things. I'm just like and comment.
Right.
This is on YouTube now.
Yeah, for sure.
Subscribe to Steph Infection Podcast. Shout out to All Things Comedy, and I don't know, that's that. Rate the podcast. Give me 5 stars. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, give her 5.
That's it. Ta-ta. Give her 5.